Okay. So the reason Mary Jo goes to the ANMP every year, every single year, it's in my backyard, so that's an advantage. But what's most important to me is that those people who go grow. Yeah, it's phenomenal to listen to these people. These are $100 million earners. These are people that started in the profession and within 1 year they became a millionaire. These are people that really, they have such a passion and such a heart for our business model, and it's amazing what it does for you from terms of your belief system. You know, you can listen to these people and see how it dramatically changed their life, and how many of them talk about the social causes in their life because they're driven by something deeper than chasing dollars. They're driven by how do we change this world and how do we do it together. It's amazing. So, and one of the guys you're going to hear from, not this week or next week, because Lydia's going to do the social media, but one of the founders, the first guys that got involved with Herbalife like 35, 40 years ago, Larry Thompson and his wife were on stage. Unbelievable. If you want to talk about insight into network marketing, this guy was phenomenal. I mean, he's like 70-some years old today. Yeah, so I don't know. Was it 40, 50 years? I don't know how.
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years in MLM. So he's been in 50 years, right? And so he's been in Herbalife for 48 years or whatever. But one of the beginning guys, and, of course, multi-million, in fact, billion. He helped grow that to a billion, and now he's on his second company doing the same thing to a billion. So amazing people like that were on stage day, you know, hour by hour. And then, of course, we had tons of millennials on stage. We had the young kids that, it was really incredible. But I'm going to allow Lydia to do all the social media stuff, which was probably a good chunk of it. That's why we broke this into three sessions. And I'm tackling for you today things that just the people that were really talked more about the basics of network marketing and, you know, people who don't use social media at that level necessarily. So let's jump in and just go through it. Eric Worre, you go, was he there, Mary Jo? I said, well, they had him by video because he couldn't make it there. But he gave us some insight into trends. You know, customer acquisition is becoming a huge trend in our business, which is awesome because that's where the value of the opportunity can be seen by people who use the products for a period of time. So, you know, we're right in step, lockstep with this. In fact, we're ahead of 90% of the people because of the revamp of our comp plan to really focus on customers. Another big trend is social media. And, you know, you want to keep yourself relevant and fresh. That's why I'm going to tell you guys, even if you're not doing a lot on social media, be on next Monday's call. Listen to Lydia and just hear things that you can do to maybe to kick yourself off and get started in it. So he's going to talk about all the new platforms. I mean, there was so much new stuff from stage on social media. Lydia's mind, it was mind-boggling, right, Lyd? I mean, she was blown away by what people. And I would look at Lydia and I go, well, how come you haven't talked about that with me? And she goes, Mary Jo, it's like 2 weeks old. It just started. There's so much great new things going on there. And we need to be blending those strategies with what else we're doing. And building community seemed to be, trust me, you guys, if anything else came across clear about social media to me, it was about using social media to build community. That's what it's about, building community. And then trend three, emphasis on getting new distributor check as fast as possible. And we are so blessed. Our AQ Personal allows us to do that because everything, when you start getting your first check fast, it builds belief, it builds retention, it builds duplicate. Everything else goes up in your business. So really important for us to continue to emphasize AQ Personal, AQ Team, and that's exactly how I'm building my business today. Our level of professional needs to continue to improve. He just made some corrections with us. We always know that. We keep our eyes open to quit, you know, being the fast salespeople out there and try to really, you know, focus on people. How can I help people? How can I benefit other people? Our truth is enough. We don't need to brag and boast about things that aren't true or live on that, you know, edge. We just need to be who we are. And we want to be professional at all times, you know, considering we are network marketing professionals. And just highlight that, you guys, because that's who you are. Taylor Worre, you see the next speaker, who do you think he's related to? Exactly, Eric Worre's son, who's knocking it out of the park. And he just said, you know, your objective for the weekend and your objective for listening to this call is just highlight things that really pop for you because there's so much greatness in this. You're going to be purposeful. You know, defining moments don't just happen. You make it happen. And never a better time than now to be in MLM. most people are interested in entrepreneurship. And these statistics were amazing to me, so highlight these for yourself. Baby boomers, 7% of baby boomers are interested in what we're doing. A lot of those people are retired. That's why they're not interested in what you're doing, or they've been so entrenched in the job market, they're not either. So only 7%. That's 7 out of 100. When you look at the next generation, the Gen Xers, 39 to 54 years old, 16% are interested in entrepreneurship. So look at that's twice as many, more than twice as many as in baby boomer range, which is my age range. Then when you go down to the younger ones, the Gen Yers, 35% are interested in entrepreneurial, 35%. That's more than one out of three in the Gen Yers want to do entrepreneurship. So look at these stats. And then they're projecting the next generation that's coming up right now, that 60 to 70% of them will go after entrepreneurship. So what does that tell us? We need to start getting more youth involved in our organization from a business builder perspective. Consumers, undoubtedly, you're going to get a ton of baby boomers and Gen Xers. But if you're looking for business builders, that's the generation they're going. The gig economy, Uber, Amazon, A&B, you know, one thing that they don't, none of those people provide people is leverage. So, you know, you can go and sign up for Uber. You might get a referral the first time you sign somebody up, but you're not getting income off of them every single day like you do in our industry. So leverage is so critical. How do we break this into the gig economy? We need to compete in such a way that the people don't even know the game is being played. We need to make it easier, drive people to make money right away. This money right away, that's the most important thing for us, is to make sure people get that check immediately or want to do this business. And customers are going to be key going forward. And he says the next 10 years, we're probably looking at 70 to 80% of everybody in our organization are customers. And I think we're pretty much at that statistic with Manatech right now. So we're kind of different in that way. And I think it's because we have such a substantive product, right? And 66% of all distributors are once customers. So what does that tell you? That means that we bring in customers and we get them to upgrade to associates after they have phenomenal use of the products. We need to learn better techniques in conversion. And this is the scale that things will tip. I love the quote he gave, Henry Ward Beecher, greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. The strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry a man above his fellows for his own solitary glory. He is the greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own. That is such a cool. Just take that quote, and maybe that belongs on your door somewhere, just to give you strength in yourself to understand focusing on others is what's going to make all the difference. Casey Eberhardt, he reviewed a review of the history, technology, what's happened. We can't be scared of technology. It's going to move rapidly, but fundamentally we're still about relationships, so it's always about relationships. It's about the basics. Double digits a day keep the commission checks on their way. I love that quote, so you can use that one too. That just means we do more prospecting. That's our one thing holding us back is we're not talking to enough people. And Lisa Grossman loves it. Lisa Grossman talks about, I will help you build your business. But the you goes on both sides of that statement. I will help you. You build your business. You get it? So it was kind of a cool takeoff on words. Do things over and over and over and over. Today, I do not buy any product from a store that I can't buy from a network marketing company. Isn't that incredible? I'm not that way, but that's what people in network marketing, these younger people, you know what they do? They're not going to put up with buying anything that's not network marketing. So the first time, then whenever they want to buy a product, they always see if it's available by network marketing first. So they're supporting the industry. How many of us do that? You know, you can be a consumer in anyone else's business, and just as long as you're not doing the business and you're not at presidential director status, those are the rules we have at Manatech. So because you'll lose your presidential pay. But the idea is everything else, you could be a consumer in 20 other network marketing companies. And some of you on this call are actually doing that. But it's just supporting our industry. And he also said, important for basics, recognition is key. It's more important than cash. So always recognize that for yourself and always do that. That's why every month you should see who ranked up in your downline and recognize them. Then Chad and Natita came out here. These are second-generation networkers. There are a bunch of them on stage. Their parents were on stage, and they were on stage, not at the same time. But these kids were 3 years old when they, you know, when their parents started in network marketing. And now they're multimillionaires in network marketing themselves. You know, at 25, they have three little babies at home, and they're it's just incredible. And they are quoting gospel. I was amazed at how many people got up and quoted gospel, like, let your light shine on others so they can see your good works. And they just fell in love with the industry. First of all, in fact, Chiquita said, Natita said, I was never going to, when I saw my mom when I was like 12, 13, 14, I told her, I'm never going to do this. And you know what? After she got to 18, 19, 20, and she went out and she tried something else, she was going, this is crazy. Why would I ever do what this? And get fixed income when I can have unlimited income. It made no sense. So they shifted, and now they're making more money than they could dream of. And it was funny. Her husband got up and said, no more brick and mortar, now click and order. That's kind of a cute saying, too, about our business as well. And the BAR acronym, belief, must have unwavering belief, attitude is critical, and run. Work like a dog. That's BAR. If you just keep that acronym in front of you, that might be something else that drives you. Denny Robinson is phenomenal. She's a woman out of, the Seattle area originally, and she just has so much. She's such a huge heart. And she and her husband were going to form an accounting business, and she decided, that's not for me. I'm going to go out and make a difference in people's lives. She got involved some kind of sales association where she made money one time from every sale, and then somebody introduced her to network marketing. She goes, this is stupid. Why would I want to make money on one sale when I can make money on every single sale for the rest of my life from the same person, right? And so it's incredible how she shifted, and she became a multimillionaire through it. There's some great comments in here. Windshield of your future must be larger than the rearview mirror of your past. Wow. Again, highlight these in the outline, guys, when something hits you, because the languaging they use are really great. A comprehensive list of everything you're entitled to and what the world owes you all add up to zero, right? The world doesn't owe you anything, and you're not entitled to anything. It's us. God can move mountains, but don't be surprised if he gives you a mountain and a pickaxe. In other words, sometimes it's going to take work for us to get where we want to be, right? And definitely in network marketing, that's true. Grit, she says, is so critical. You must have defining moment, defining commitment. Please highlight those throughout the whole outline. That terminology was used prolifically this weekend. What's your defining moment? For some of you, you may not have one, and that may be the number one reason why you're not presidential director or platinum today. What's your defining moment? What's your defining moment? I mean, a lot of you know my defining moment because that was my dad when he had that incredible recovery in his health from using Manitech products, specifically Ambertose. That was a defining moment in my life. Most people don't leave a six-figure career that they've been in for 20 years, 25 years, to do network marketing. That's not normal. But it is normal when you have a defining moment. And that's what drove me to become presidential in my first year and a half. I think it was 18 months or something. Because, and I failed the first 6 months, I was a disaster, which is another current theme through almost all the speakers at this convention. People struggled. They struggled. Some of them 2 years. But they never lost their belief. They never lost their concept that this is the way. Why wouldn't I do this? This model's perfect. It's not, I'm like Eric Worre, it's not perfect, but it's better than anything else available out there from an entrepreneurship basis where you can have unlimited wealth with very little risk. Because what does it cost to get involved in Manitech? $49.99 to be an associate. That's it. Wow. So the idea is, like, let's look at what's my defining moment, and that becomes a huge reason why for you, right? And building your belief. Don't let other people rob that from you. Why are we giving people power over us, whether it's a husband or it's people that quit or it's la-da-da-da-da or, you know, it's awful. We come up with excuses. We get mad at the company. This is your business. How can you get mad at the company? It's your business. You determine your own future. What you focus on expands. Focus on it every single day. So you start being the vortex. People are attracted to that. They want to be a part of that. So how am I being a vortex? How am I being the person that becomes an attractor factor with others? They won't believe in it until you believe in yourself. Hugely important, right? So this is why Denny, she's been in the industry for 20-some years. She spends an hour a day on self-development every day. 80% of her time at things that make money, so recruiting, and 20% in management mode. How many of us love to play management all the time? We want to, or education. We'd love to go. I know some people in management that have been in for 20 years, 15 years. They're barely a, you know, what it would probably be a silver director or gold director today, and they're still spending every day educating themselves. It's like, you know, your best education is experience. Go out there and experience things. I don't have a problem with education. I think it should be a chunk of our day, but not like 4 hours a day, or, you know, hide behind it because you have fears of going out and talking to people, you know. And she said the three-foot rule. He says, if you're not within 3 feet of somebody, then get closer to them, because everybody you're ever around should become in your three-foot, applying the three-foot rule by you just approaching them closer, right? It's great. She's very much into visualization. And the whole game, she says, get to a new rank and then help others to get where you are. That is what you want to do. And she talked about the four P's: promote, plugged in, paid up, praise. You become the master key of building your own network marketing business. So get out there and do it. They had a rising star panel. This is hilarious. These were all these young, he called them snot-nosed kids. So you can, and he kept using that phraseology from stage. And if you don't know who Tom Chenault is, he's an incredible guy. He's just, he says whatever comes to mind on stage, and he's a pretty crazy guy. But he was an alcoholic. He's you know, been a teetotaler now for, I don't know, 18 years sober or something. But he's grown phenomenal business. I mean, he's one of the multimillionaires in networking, but he was so funny with his young group. And so he would ask them different questions, you know, building a network, and he, you know, and all these young kids would give different concepts. Why did they get involved in it? What caused them to do it? And I love some of the comments. I even highlight some, like one of the guys, Napolitano, and pardon the spelling, I may not get any of these names spelled right, but he said, I can get good at a lot of things, but they won't get me what I want. Network marketing will. Isn't that a great thing? I think you can use that even in recruiting people. You know, you can get good at a lot of things, but they won't necessarily get you what you want. Network marketing will. I love that as a phraseology for marketing. I think it's awesome, right? And then Denny Robinson's daughter was there. She was the one that, she's another one, just like Natita. She fought her parents. She saw her mom in network marketing. But then she came to the conclusion, what shifted her? She says, Dad has to go to work, and he gets paid for every day of work. Mom gets paid on stuff she did 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. She goes, that's a no-brainer for me. Think about it. That's another great language you can use when you're sharing about why network marketing. Wouldn't you want to get paid on stuff you did 20 years ago instead of paid per hour on what you're doing today in this moment, right? They asked, how do you respond to pyramid scheme? And a lot of the people just, they had these young kids, these are all young upstarts, they had so much confidence that word never bothered them ever. She never hears it. He says, if your level of belief is high enough, it'll just disappear. You get back what you put out. If you're not confident, people will pick up on it. So have a level of confidence in this industry. It's phenomenal. And Tiff said, I believe there's no better route in entrepreneurism than network marketing. So why would anyone ever challenge me on it? And one guy said, I'm a product guy. The impact of the product creates the commitment to the business. So he never gets that because he really goes out and provides, he builds value in the product first. If you build your income based on customers, your money's going to stagnate because now you're just getting what? You're not having the multiplication effect. And so Anthony was so funny. He said, well, what if they say, is this part of a pyramid? He goes, I just ask them if it is, why wouldn't you want a spot at the top? That's what I'm offering you. And he just takes it right. I wouldn't say that, but I'm just telling you, these are young guns talking like this. I love building it. Here's another guy, young guy. I love building a great pyramid. People who are afraid of success don't need to be in this. If you're afraid of success. So, but, you know, he doesn't lead with the big stories. He says, I lead with the little stories. Lead with the little stories. How would you like to have somebody else pay off your child support every month, or your credit card debt, or your student loan debt, or your car payments? Meet their needs where they are. You can start small, always grow into big. And all these guys, they asked about personal development. Every one of them invests in personal development, some 10% of their income. One guy said $10,000 a year. Another guy said $20,000 a year. These are kids that are 25 years old, spending $10,000 to $25,000 a year just on self-development. They understand the critical importance of self-growth. he talked about millennials are lazy as crap. They travel all over the world. They're tired of stocking shelves. They don't want the BS. You know, they want to be able to build and they want to make a difference in the world. They're looking for significance, and that was important. And they believe they attract success. They don't create success. They attract it. And common sense tactics, he just goes through a bunch of them. You can read through those. The share economy, that's tremendous words. Share economy, share economy, share economy. Use those words, people pick up on that, share economy. In fact, I almost feel like developing a vocabulary list. Here's your new languaging, and maybe I'll do that for when I get back from Brazil, just to give you guys, here's new languaging that should be part of your language every day, share economy. The share economy is the real deal, you know, it's really deal. You know, they did a historical analysis. When people came to this country, their dream was to be an entrepreneur in the United States of America. Think about it. 1776, everybody coming over here, what do they want? They want to be an entrepreneur. Everybody's an entrepreneur. There wasn't the concept of company. It was being entrepreneurial. And the vision for MLM is bringing back that American dream of being an entrepreneur, working for yourself. Friday, let's go into that. Jeff Altgilbers, he's a guy who earned over $24 million. Give, share, show. That's what he says. Give, share, show. Give, share, show. If your heart and mind are connected, you can do anything. He wants you to become a legacy leader, right? He talked about his background. In 90 days, he found new people. He had a team of 800 people in 90 days. He had a fear of failure, but he could not fail because he had 800 people. So now there was no more excuses. This is my time. I have to do it. And he said, use the language. So help me, God. I will do whatever it takes. Remember Scarlett O'Hara? Maybe that's a line you need to put on your wall right now. So help me, God. I'll do whatever it takes. Because I think most of us aren't doing whatever it takes, clear by the results we're not creating. So he read that he didn't understand. I mean, he understood the law of attraction, never read that. He didn't need to read the book Secret. He talks about you, how to be a legacy leader, be focused, vaccinate yourself against compare-itis. How many of us go to manifest and we come out depressed because we compare ourselves against double, triple platinums from South Korea? Or they don't go to manifest at all because you're comparing yourself and you don't feel like you're worthy or that you'll be just a fly on the wall. The flies on the wall become the double platinum presidentials, right? So it's about, you know, vaccinate yourself against comparitis. Geez, you want to hang around with people that are greater. That's where you grow. That's where it gives you the most knowledge and information on how to be the best. You can't become something like that unless you understand their thinking and their what they project and how they carry themselves so you can step into that yourself. Be committed. Always be committed, right? Work through your leaders, because sometimes you have leaders in your organization that aren't working well with the downline. Well, then you find people underneath them, and you get committed to them. Look for leaders. Always be in search of leaders. Integrity, always do the right thing. Never cross-sponsor or steal. That was a huge issue that was brought up numerous times at the convention. In fact, they called out, this is incredible, from stage they called out three people in the audience who had approached other people to join their network marketing company. They called them out by name from the stage. Because there is no place for that in our industry. That's not what we do. That's not becoming a professional network marketer. We don't chase people in other organizations and dissuade them from what they're doing. If people are open and ask, we had a gentleman sit at our table for 3 days, for the first day, and then we started talking to him, and we asked him what network marketing, and he wasn't involved in a network marketing company. Well, you better believe our little, you know, claws were into this guy. So, and he's local here in Dallas, so he's got my card and I'm following up with him. So that was okay because he wasn't another. But we need to honor people that are in that. And I love that. I loved working with people in other business that were doing awesome. And I was so proud to see these people on stage. It was because, you know why? The pride doesn't come that I don't look at me and where I'm not. I don't compare myself with a $100 million earner. I look at them and I go, our industry is so awesome. It just blows me away what it creates for people and what those people are now doing to pay it forward. The foundations, the contributions they're making, phenomenal, right? Be a great communicator, be a family. We want to, you know, that's what he does with his organization. Chinita Piranaputra, she's there every year. She's from Thailand. Her daughter was the Natita, the second generation, right? And she talked about important things. We need to dream. We need to make a decision. We need a defining moment. Her defining moment, you know what her defining moment was? As she looks back in her career, she says, the thing that totally flipped me, because she came over here with $2,000 in her pocket to study in the United States from Thailand. And she's now a multi-millionaire. And her defining moment was when she was doing A.L. Williams insurance business, and she remembered taking over a check for $150,000 in life insurance and giving it to the father of the man who died. And she saw how it totally changed the entire family. And she goes, how can I ever stop doing this? And it just, I mean, on fire, total on fire. She goes, when I can make that difference in people's lives, how many of you on this call have impacted somebody else's life with their help through these products? I mean, how can you ever stop doing it? I have so many great stories. My first, of course, being my own dad, but I have a zillion. I have ones that are off the charts crazy. The people who had been dead. One guy was projected to die in 6 months, and he's still living a robust life 5 years later. I mean, I'm not making illegal claims, and I'm not telling you anything about, but this is the product that we have. This is what we have the potential of doing in people's lives. So defining moments, grab onto your defining moment. Or if you haven't had one yet, tap into somebody else's defining moment till you create one, because you will. But most of us have a defining moment. We just don't emphasize it or focus on it. The magic of 90 days, if they put their mind into it, people can change. If you decide today to do something different, 90 days, never stop. Don't worry about the result. Magic of 90 days. I love that because I'm going to suggest to all of you on the call today, today is the first day of your 90 days. June, July, August. Make it your 90 days. Talk to 5 people per day for 90 days. Any of you can do that. Anyone on this call can do that. Just commit to it. That's all the difference is. Make the commitment and go do it. And you'll be changed forever. And don't be tied to whether they join or not. You just keep doing it. 5 a day for 90 days. You all can do it. It's kind of like, and the momentum you build will knock your socks off. That's how this $100 million earner started hers. I talked to 5 people a day every day for 90 days. Anyone could do that. Noah St. John got up and spoke, and we've already run over. I have massive. But he knows that I've done his book Affirmations on this call. So, and of course, he has a famous line: "If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same results." And we know that. How many of you are contacting 5 people per day and have done it for 90 days? That's something I know none of you are doing. So let's go out and do it. We had a panel of CEOs, and they just talked about customers. Al did a great job on here. I want you to look at what Al said at the bottom of the next page. I'm not going to talk. You can read through the other ones, but he talked about there are $2 trillion companies out there, basically about to be $2 trillion, Alibaba and Amazon. So what's so awesome about internet marketing and doing what we're doing is the fact that, you know, by just having web pages, if 2 companies can become $1 trillion companies, what does that tell us we can become? Every one of us has an opportunity to be a $1 trillion company. It's the future. The gig economy, the future, and direct sales is women. They talked all about the future. Then Al at the bottom, at the very bottom, that's Al again. Over the next 12 to 15 years, 8 million to 2 trillion jobs are projected to be lost. The greatest migration of people, when you talk about the cash flow quadrants from the E column to the B column, is going to happen. Explosion of the middle class, international, because middle class in China is projected to be bigger than the entire population of the United States. All the international barriers are broken down. We need to position ourselves as the best option in the gig economy. That's what we need to do in the network marketing industry. It's more about we instead of me. We give hope to other people. Brian Crothers, he's written a couple of great books. I love him because he's my philosophy. We need to know why you're building your business, a philosophical reason, not the normal. Why, we ask, why are you building a business, right? But he also talked about the wealth building. He said, have a plan. You know, a lot of people in network marketing, they get network marketing, they start making money, and they buy bigger homes, bigger cars, bigger this, bigger that, and guess what happens? It all disappears on them. They got caught up in the gig. They're not planning financially. I mean, he lives as conservatively as I do. I don't have a different house than I had 20 years ago. I don't have a different car. In fact, I take my old hand-me-down cars from my husband, and I buy him a new one every 5 years, 3 to 5 years. And that's how I live my life. I don't go out and buy tons of clothes. I don't go out and do fancy things. I don't travel all over the world except in the mission field. And that's all contribution. But, you know, I know how to save money. And I invested in real estate, and I did the things that I should have been doing. When Manatech was going great and I was making tons of money, I was investing in real estate. And so today those are worth multi-millions of dollars. But it wasn't because I went out there and spent all my money on me. It was because I was smart with, and that's what Brian Crothers talks about, which is so critical for all of us. But we got to get there first, and that means what are you going to do? You're going to contact five people every day for 90 days. Patrick Shaw, fear can't stop death, but it can stop life. Highlight that quote. Some of you are stuck in fear. It doesn't stop death, but it stops life. So work on ourselves. And he talked about technology. It's so critical that we need to build technology. Everything we do, make it duplicatable. There should be nothing you do that's not duplicatable. So don't get so fancy that somebody else can't do it. One of the greatest books, Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey. Focus on wildly important goal. Act on the lead measure. Ours is prospecting. That means that's where all your action is. What's your lead measure? What causes you to grow? Prospecting and follow-up. Keep a compelling scoreboard. In other words, run faster. When we compete, we run faster. So have a chart. Talk about how many people I contact. Well, people five a day for 90 days, you're going to win the incentive five times over. Five people a day for 90 days. Put five people, and then just see how many you sign up. But don't be tied to it. Some will, some won't. So what next? And create that cadence of accountability in your life. How many of you have a cadence of accountability? I think there are a lot of us in Manatech that don't have any accountability. We fell in love with the company. We love the products. And here we are, la-di-da. And I'm just as guilty as other people. And I looked at that and I said, wow, where's my accountability? I don't want to do this business anymore. I told Lydia, I don't want to do this business anymore if we don't add accountability in a big way in what we do every day. So we're focusing on that and looking exactly what that looks like. And questions are the entryway to a person's soul. We know that. Jeff Roberti got up there, and you want to hear an awesome guy. This guy started in Juice Bless. Like, he was got to be in his 70s maybe. So 50 years ago he started in Juice Plus, whenever Juice Plus started. And he has made over $100 million in Juice Plus alone. So he's made, to give you a perspective, Ray Robbins is only at about $60 million, right? This guy's at $100 million with one company. Wow. And he just, you know, he was awesome. And he talks about now retire into your business, not from your business. He talked about how he got into it. He was broke. But, you know, he went and he crossed his arms in the back of the room, and then he just decided to spend his life being trained by Jim Rohn. So he bought all Jim Rohn's tapes, and he listened to him and listened to him and listened to him, and man, he was on top of it. And he says, today, the secret to living is giving. He grew his business to $1 million a day in his first few years. How, he said, how is about 20%. So learning the hows of the business is about 20%. Mindset is 80%. So what do you need to do to change your mindset? And how are you investing in that? That's why personal development is so critical. And there's a great boot camp coming up in 2 weeks here in Dallas, and you ought to be there. They're going to do tons of personal development work there. The you part of the business, focus on you. How do I get to be a better me? Get clear on your why. Make sure it's what makes you cry, right? He had a burning desire. He says, look for hungry people, willing to work. Go, show, try, do. As I said, go, show, try, do. Number one recruiting tool is look into a mirror, holding yourself accountable, raising your standards. Lighten up and your sales will brighten up. I like that statement too. He's got a lot of great stuff in here. I'm not going to be able to go over it because we're getting close to, yeah, we're not even done with Friday yet, and I got to Friday morning. But he just said a lot of great things. It's about meeting people's needs and adding value to their lives, creating raving relationships. If you do, so highlight that, three things. One, two, three is about meeting their needs, adding value to their lives, creating raving relationships. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate drag on life. So pick a fulfilling endeavor. What do you want to change in the world? That's what he emphasized. What do you want to change in the world? Pick that endeavor. And now success will reach total fulfillment. Friday afternoon, Spencer Reese got up. He's an attorney. He talked about the advantages. And some of the quotes he gave, you just can't beat the person who never gives up. Right? And he said, you know, don't run out there and say, oh, I got Ambertil's life. It's the best product. It's the best product. It's the best product. That's not the only advantage, is a unique product, because everybody has a unique product, right? Our competitive advantage, what is that? Our customer service. is what really is crucial, and too many of us ignore that for the advantage of just going out there and prospecting or, you know, sharing Ambertrail's life. But what are you doing to serve your customers? How do you serve them? So, Babe Ruth, you can't be the person who never gives up. A Chinese fall down 7 times and get up 8, right? That's great. Then the next speaker is Tom and Denise Chenault. They've been around for years and years and years. He was absolutely hilarious in his presentation. Didn't say a lot of substance, but he did talk about statistically 66% of paying jobs out there are paying less than $20 per hour. In fact, if you're watching the U.S. today and you're reading the news, you're going to see that there are people out there. We have a desperate nation because even though our employment, everybody likes to talk about employment rates. So, you know, our unemployment rate's the lowest, and it's been going down for 10 years. It's been constant downward trend for about 10 years now, and of our unemployment rate, which skyrocketed at the end of the George Bush era when we had the Great Recession. And then from then it just started gradually going down, and then we saw some good moves in it, and now it's moving again, going downward. But the problem is what? That 60% of the population can't live. They live hand to mouth on what they're making. The wages are so crappy and the cost of living in this country is so high that it's impossible to survive. So you might have an unemployment rate that's really low, but we have people that are living hand to mouth. What does that say about us? And we have a perfect opportunity for people to do better. So let's get into it. Scott Schilling, high intention and a low attachment is as to what the nugget is. Be of service. Be of service. That's his big one. Just highlight that. Zig Ziglar, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. One of my favorite quotes, and of course that came out a number of times. He learned that from his mother. Zig Ziglar learned that at 5 years old. He learned that from his mom. Isn't that incredible? Sales is exchange of product, good, or service for cash or equivalent. We're in the sales business. That's what we do. Yeah, and we solve a problem for someone. It makes a sale, right? Even when we solve a problem, whether they join us in the business or join us with taking products, we're solving a problem. And that's what we get to do every day. We get to teach people about advantages. We don't hate salespeople. We hate manipulators. There's a difference. Those, you know, used car salesmen, we call them. Basics for being professionals, be authentic. Take the 14-inch journey that's from the head to the heart. He says, always come from your heart. You all have a story which makes you enthralled. You're unique, so why do you spend so much time trying to fit in when you stand out? Highlight that, you guys. Why are you spending so much time trying to fit in when you stand out? So relationship business, they'll give you, if you just talk to people and ask questions, they'll give you every reason in the world why they want to take your products. Number two, be on purpose. That's what will give you joy. Number three, express your passion. Do what makes your heart sing. Absolutes, what's in it for them, right? People do the business they know, like, and trust. People do business when they're ready. So just know these absolutes. Absolutes. He wants to respect, love, and think you have hung the moon from each person. Become a spontaneous servant to everyone. The rest takes care of itself. So how can I be a spontaneous servant to everyone? If you're a little crazed about this business, remember, even Moses was a basket case. I thought that was a great quote. If you're a little crazed about this business, remember Moses. That's good. Okay, Johnny Green then got up. He's a great guy that made millions in network marketing, and he tied everything into the Golden State Warriors because he's a Golden State Warrior fan. So you can read through that. It was kind of cute, but, you know, the substance of it, just saying what kind of people you need on your team and what to look for. Motto, have one, commitment, sacrifice, teamwork, makes the dream work, and consistency. He said, sponsor the greedy, not the needy. He says, because the needy, a lot of needies, we'd love to have needies and help them, but sometimes the needies are harder to get motivated. The greedy, if they're hungry, and I don't know if you want to use the word greed, but I think he really wants to, he wanted it to rhyme. What he really is saying is find people who are absolutely hungry. That's what you're looking for. And that will help you develop your dynasty. Matthew Rosa, Jason Brown, 5 years, they felt what they are doing. Matthew, his family, these guys were on stage, these two guys, and they talked about that his background was criminal. He said, I was either going to go to jail for the next 20 years. He was as a teenager. He talked about what he was doing. He couldn't even sleep at night because his lack of income was generating what? Him to do illegal things because that's the neighborhood he grew up in. He was at an all-time low, and network marketing saved his life. People, when you hear these stories, you can talk about, tell people about this, about Matthew Rosa, a guy growing up in the slums. He was committing crimes every single day. It's just a matter of time where he was going to get caught and put in jail for 20 years. And then somebody walked in his life and shared with him about MLM. People cared about him, lifted him up, and gave him some personal development. And all of a sudden, he sent, found MLM, found an outlet. And in the first 2.5 years, he made nothing, $12,000. He knew something was missing. Yeah, but he was committed. Now, think about this, people. 2.5 years, made nothing. Less than $12,000 over 2.5 years. So now he's talking about 6 phases of a sustainable growth. The secret, not the secret is not do nothing. In other words, get out there and do something. It's always easy to do nothing, right? But go out there and work. Do something. Establish a why and a who. Why is so critical? People get burnt out if they lose track of their why, so you have to have their why. You have to. And attach to people who know and love your team. Look beside you if you're looking for why. We are taught about the why. When they are so self-centered, we can give it up on it, but you know what? We got to keep focused on our why. And he had a huge why. Long-term goals, short-term goals, vision. Set long-term goals. It cannot be about the money, you know? For me, it was about putting a foundation together. I still have my dream board that shows a foundation for kids. It shows income for life. It has, you know, the M5M program, how committed I am to all that. And, you know, just and having total health in my life, which are all things that are true today. So you want to make sure that you have long-term goals, short-term goals, and as well, delegate and stop surface surfing. There'll be a market correction. With that frustration, we tend to forget things are not getting done. Just don't just focus on the surfers. Look at the smaller guys, work on their dreams. So he says, work on small guys' dreams, and they will become big guys. So the little minnows will become the big fish if you focus on them. Apply a system and duplicate. If it doesn't duplicate, then never do it. And then execute and take action. Cedric Harris goes online by video. He does a lot of video. He's a 7-figure earner. He talks about the 6 P's to becoming a network marketing professional. Practice, phone mastery, big words on that. You know, we get so caught up in texting. He goes, stop it. Talking on the phone is critical. It's talked about building relationships through communication with people. Get phone mastery done. When the phone rings, it is cash calling. Get on the phone. Participation, that means connecting with people. You want to participate in their lives. Persistence, you just become the feds. Persistence is in prospecting. Persistence is really important. Could take 6 months. You never know the timing is right, but persistence is the way to win. 5th, personal development. We all know that. And 6th is posture. No one wants to join a funeral parlor. Posture is important. You believe in what that should, that belief that you have should be so self-evident in your face. So if you have gold in your business, why wouldn't you share it with everyone? If you have gold in your business, why? That's the posture. It's a belief that's so incredible that nothing stops you from doing it. So what has robbed that from you? And you got to pinpoint that. Sometimes for some of us, we go, well, I haven't been effective, wah, 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 wallow in this. We want to blame it on the company. We want to blame it on this. We want to blame it on something or your husband, your wife, your kids, your blah, 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 blah. You know what? Your posture is your choice. Your posture is your choice. And if you need a boost in posture, then you should have been at the ANMP this weekend, because I'm telling you, there's not a person that didn't walk out totally on fire out of that place. It was amazing, because you see what it's created in people's lives that are real people. I mean, real. Goodness, I mean, these people are changing the world with their foundations and what they're doing to make a difference. It's amazing. When you start being the professional, people will want to be a part of you. Jordan Adler, a lot of you know his story. He's in Send Out Cards. He was in 12 different network marketing companies over a period of like 15 years. Failed at every single one of them. He had credit cards. He loves to show his zillion of credit cards that were all maxed out. And then he found one in he got some advice from a local guru. 8 months, he had 40 people on his team. And over the next 4 years, he signed up 80. And five out of the 120 that he signed up, five just exploded his business. So it's about, but you can't do that if you're not finding people and signing people up. You're not everybody's going to be a guru in this business. And not, you know, 80% of the people, if they're just making enough money to cover the cost of their products, they're happy. The idea is that in order for you to find that 5% that's going to really change your business into a multimillionaire business, what do you have to do? Contact 5 people every day. Prospect every day. 5 new people every day. 90 days. Build some momentum, and you'll see what you find. Then that Friday night, Sean Murphy's. A lot of you might recognize that name. He's an incredible, coach. In fact, I think the Roids are now being coached by him. He says there's three yeses, the confirmation yes, I'll try the product, then you get the counterfeit yes, and then you get the committed yes. So there's three of them. Counterfeit yes are people that say yes but don't ever do it. So you have three different levels of yeses. So you got to recognize that that's what your yeses are. You don't know which one they're in, but you can pretty much determine it by a few questions and getting to know them. But know how to deal with all those level of yeses, right? His defining moment, he was out on his phone, because we talked about defining moments out there. He was out on the farm doing his chores with his brother, and the discussion started, and his mom said, he looked at his brother and said, aren't you going to tell your mom you're gay? Or he said it, I don't know, something like that. And what happened is his mom went crazy. She made his brother change his name, kicked him out of the house, and that was a defining moment. And he was such a codependent in those days. It was just he saw that in himself. He decided after that day, he said, I will never have another bad day. That was like the worst day of his life. And he just chose, I will never be around sorrow again. I am responsible. Notice, defining moment. What's your defining moment? Again, huge. And now he helps people. He goes out there and he tries to help people understand their brain, how our brain works. How does it work? Even setting goals in the future. Your mind is a memory. There's not a single thing in your mind. Pattern is in your brain. Our brains are all patterned from our history. So you can say, I'm going to prospect more in the future. Your brain's not patterned that way. So you got to start. It goes back to even kind of what we saw from Noah St. John. We got to go, why am I going to prospect more? In fact, ask that today before you start on your program of five a day that I just set all of you off on. Ask first, why am I going to prospect more? What's your defining moment? What are you going to create? Start asking your brain the question, why am I going to start prospecting more? Highlight that. Ask it over and over again to yourself. That's going to reprogram your brain because now the brain is going to give you answers. Your subconscious only knows how to answer questions. So all the stuff you fed it over the years to prove that you can't do this or wah, 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 people aren't going to be interested in me, or wah, all the stuff you fed into your stuff, it's just going to feed that back out. It's going to vomit back at you. That's the pattern in your brain. So how do I reprogram my brain? I ask questions. Why am I going to prospect more? And now you ask that to yourself every day. Kick off your day. Why am I going to prospect more? Today, why am I going to prospect more? Every day, add that. That's what will get you to five per day, right? Get out of the old patterning. We need to understand how our brain works. We need to reprogram it. Alan Steelman was an ex-congressman in Texas. He talked about the forks in the road that we come to in our lives, gave a historical perspective. And he talked about anxious stress. He says, stay out of the ASAP, anxious, stress, addicted, and pressure. In entrepreneurship, that's where you may come into it. But he loved it. He talked about the history of entrepreneurship. This whole country is based on entrepreneurship. So you're in the right place, right? Master how to remain calm. The eyes are useless when the mind is blind. That's good, too. Keith Hall still gave his story. Carlos Marin, a great guy, wrote a new book, Wealthypreneur, it's called. It's his new book. I put it in the outline. I'm not recommending it because I don't know. I think we are getting it, but I'll do a book review on it, then you'll find out. But in the book, he says, keys to sponsoring is influence, five levels of influence. You're a newbie and only a sponsor on enthusiasm, right? A professional, someone who has mastered the skills. That's what we talk about, GoPro, right? Master the skills. Expert, not just master the mechanics, but also the mindset. Developed an attractive personality, magnetic mindset. Where are you in this 1 through 5? You got to find out where you are, and then how do you get to the all that? Celebrity doesn't necessarily know what they're talking about, but people follow celebrities. They want to be like you. They're awestruck by you. In other words, you've now created something that people will just be in awe, your communication skills, what you've accomplished. And then the celebrity expert, magnetic personality, they're the rock stars in our industry. They are the elite athletes of our industry. You know what? There are only so many percentage that are going to get there, so you don't have to shoot for that. But you want to shoot to become a professional. You want to shoot to become the expert. Not anyone on this call should not fall short of number 3, the expert in his 5. If you want to be celebrity expert, that's up to you. Make the time and dedication to do it. You can be there. But not everybody's cut out to do that. And don't feel badly that you're not there. Do what you can do and be excellent at what you do. Right? M plus S plus A equals R. Mindset plus strategy plus action equals results. So where do you fall short? Some people are going, Mary Jo, I think I'm all three of those. I'm falling short. I don't have the right mindset because I'm negative and I procrastinate. Strategy, I really don't have a fixed strategy, and I'm just pretty much inactive. You can't just go out there and take action, blind action. You want to make sure their mindset's right so you create the best possible results and find the right strategy. 9 Keys for Wealthypreneur. This is out of his book. He only gave us the first three, clarity, commitment, and courage, the first three C's. That's there. And then Matt Morris talked his story of 3 to 4 years of failure. Notice the theme in all these guys. Did you ever notice that? All of them had 2 to 3 to 4 years of failure. Every one of them, no matter which one they were. There's no guy that started and made it rich. And I mean, some of the young guys, the upstarts that were on stage did, but I'm talking about all the old-timers in network marketing. They talked about their struggles for 2-3 years, every one of them. So, and he just talked about motivators, desire for pleasure, avoidance of pain, what is more motivational, right? Yeah, you got to be clarity on clear on that, that we don't want to be in pain. Right? He listened to Tony Robbins' concept modeling, follow what someone else has done, keep reading book after book after book. So he just invested in himself. What allowed him to struggle for years and then change was he had a mentor. He said a few things, and he could see how his life was shifting. He lived his whole life in a land of mediocrity. How many relate to that language? Lived my whole life in a land of mediocrity. Ugh. I mean, there's so many people that fit in this people, more than 50% of our society. Relate to that. Average number of friends, average everything, average. He wanted the land of freedom. In order to get the land of freedom, he had to leave the land of mediocrity. Notice, in order to get, highlight that, leave the land of mediocrity. Fear was so gripping, so he went back to safe. Fear and drive. You know, I fear success. You know, fear of success is greater than the fear of failure. So he stayed in the land of fear. But he got carried. He signed up 5 to 6. This guy was hilarious. He was talking about, and he struggled and struggled and struggled. And then he started signing some people up. And then he would go after him, and he'd go, okay, just come to the meeting. And he was on stage, like, treating like these people were chickens. Like, and he'd pick them up. And he'd pick them up. He'd go, okay, chickens. And he'd throw them in the air. And he'd go, okay, bring some people to the meeting. Okay, show up. I'm going to come and meet with you. We're going to go over the compensation plan. I'll show you a new plan. Blah, 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 blah. And he goes, how come they would commit to me and they wouldn't show up? He goes, because chickens don't fly. Only way to find an eagle is to be the eagle yourself. He says, you can't make chickens fly. I so relate to that. How many times have we grabbed onto somebody because we only signed up one person in the month of June, and so we're going to just ride that person to the wave, and we keep throwing them in the air and trying to get them to do things and go do things and show up and do the, and sign people up, and they never do anything because you're playing with chickens. They don't fly. What do you want to do? He says, make yourself the eagle first and then go after eagles. You can't find eagles unless you make yourself the eagle first. So what do we need to invest in ourselves, right? All the time, right? There's two types of multi-level marketing experiences, addition or multiplication. If you enroll other leaders and enroll them fast, you'll turn into millions. If you just add chickens, you're not going to ever see them millions. So stop tiptoeing around. Trying is not to do, but put your toe in the water and go all in. Make a dedication that this is it. You're all in. The only way to go from mediocrity to success is to go through massive rejection in 30 days. He signed up 30 people in 30 days. He had massive rejection. He probably lost, you know, hundreds in that same time period. And stop being a try baby. That's what he said. Stop being a try baby. Quit trying. Right? Jump all in. Sometimes a dud led him to a stud, or a dud led me to another dud, and then finally I found the stud, whatever it is. You don't know where people are going to lead you to. So get out there and start saying and doing things that confident people do. If you want to be a great leader, do what great leaders do. You are who you say you are. It's very critical and important. If you're coachable and teachable, he will help you to be successful, and you will not. Oh, this language that I gave a quote on at the last, we're almost done, people, thanks for hanging in there. If you are coachable and teachable, I'll help you be successful, and you will not fail. I'll lock arms with you. That quote came from the following story. When he first started seeing a little success in getting people to meetings, this one woman came out at the meeting, you know, after he gave it, and she says, well, yeah, I found it interesting, and that was about it. And then one of his friends came over and said, you know what, I was sitting next to that woman. And he goes, yeah, what did she have to say? She said, you know, she was really interested. But she looked at the other guy, the guy that helped him do the presentation, and he says, the guy that gave the presentation didn't know enough about what he's doing, so if I sign up, I'm going to sign up with that other guy. And he got so mad because he said it was all my languaging. It was my posture and my languaging. And so he added this sentence to every single one of his presentations, and that never happened to him again. If you're coachable and teachable, I'll help you be successful, and you will not fail. I will lock arms with you on your path to success. How many people are using that language when you're signing up a new associate? And some of us aren't doing it because we are like, well, Mary Jo, but I haven't been successful myself. You're absolutely successful. You step into the posture of being successful. You have all the tools you need to become successful. So it's just about, hey, you're going to lock arms and you're going to help them work on their pathway to success. You got to have the posture. People aren't going to believe in you unless you talk about helping them to achieve success. Common men like common men because they justify their averageness. Wow. So his final comment was, make the decision tonight to burn the bridge. Pay the price. Pay the full price. We have to stand up and refuse mediocrity. We have to stand up and march to freedom. Okay, people, that's it. Any comments? Some of these hit home for you? Anyone want to just, if you're still on the line? I think they've all hung up, Lydia. I went 10 minutes over. All right, you guys. Well, God bless you all. Have a great couple of weeks. I won't be back with you until 2 weeks from today because I'll be in Brazil. And Lydia will be doing the training next Monday, so be excited about that. Even if you're not involved in social media today, I highly recommend that you become a part of that. Some of it might go over your head, but you can always go forward and look to get some more training on it. But it's just good to see what's going on in social media today and how people are exploding with their businesses on social media, because it's very different than what our ABCs were taught when we first got taught. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Martha. Thank you so very much for all this great information that you're sharing with us, and even more to come. I'm going to be sure to re-listen to today's call.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Martha. Thanks. It was exciting, wasn't it? Fun. You actually got to hear from 20 different network marketing professionals in one call through Mary Jo's eyes. That's great.
Mary Jo, this was great.
Yeah, you enjoyed it? Great. Good.
Yes, very good. Very excellent.
Good. Yeah, and print it off and keep it handy. Just, and like I said, highlight what's really impacted you, because every one of us is different. We're all different in different places. We're stuck for different reasons. If we weren't stuck, how do I know all you guys are stuck? Because you're not, walking across stage as Platinum Presidential. So there's some stuckness in your life somewhere that's holding you back. And every one of these people had different things that held them back, right? Because they all failed for a period of time. So it's just about acknowledging that, and not instead of going into the doldrums and making ourselves feel bad about ourselves, it's about how do I pick myself up and just be better. That's what it's about, right?
Right.
Amen.
Right. I know
a good point.
Yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is Joelle, and I want to thank you. As you were reading down through these stories, it was like a who's who of the people that I've encountered in my business and in Manatech over the years. Manatech's the only network marketing I've ever been in.
Right.
But listening to the stories, it revisited for me the struggles that so many different people had. And literally, every single one of those people I could find in my business, including myself, who's fallen into management mode. So big ahas today. Thank you so
much. Yay, great. You're right. Isn't that something? It is. It's people's stories. We can relate to one segment or another, and you can even, like Joellen just said, she can look at her downline and say, Mary Jo, that's what's going on for this person right now. And now you have, hopefully, a new tool to use or a new concept of how to approach that person to help them get over that, right? Because sometimes we get frustrated. We feel like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how to deal with this person. I don't know how to motivate them. Now, use what you got today. Take out a couple of segments of it and pass it on to, pay it forward. That's what we want to do.
Hey, Mary Jo, this is Dave from Michigan. Thanks again. It was awesome.
Great, Dave. And good to hear from you. I heard you had an awesome event there last week.
Yes. Yes, we did. We had a great one, good turnout, and I'll be at boot camp in 17 days.
Great. I'll be there with you, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Great. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Have a great, you know, couple of weeks. Let's get to work today. Get familiar with the incentive. Be on the boat with me out of Galveston. I'm not missing that trip no matter what. How's that for drawing a line in the sand? So make that commitment. Put it on your board no matter what, whatever it takes. And just pick up on some of the principles today, and you'll be there. And, again, don't forget the next 2 weeks, Lydia's going to do social media next Monday, and then I'll pick up on the third Monday, or 2 Mondays from now, I'll do the final segment of the Associated Network of Marketing Professionals Convention. So you'll have all that great data. And is everybody interested in me putting together kind of you can do it yourself, but I thought if I pick out some language that I think is so impactful, it's just one sheet of terrific statements that might move you. Is that good for everybody?
Yeah.
But understand this, yeah. Lydia's right about something. You really need to kind of, because I can't be in your heart or in your head, but I've been in the field so long, just like Jo Ellen said. She goes, oh, my gosh, Mary Jo, so much of this hit home for people in my downline. I could see where. So she. So maybe that's what I do is I'll do that, but also do it for yourself. I'm sure as I went through some of this, sometimes you felt something pop for you. Go back and feel it because that's what's going to shift you. But I'll still make that language because I think there's some really – one page full of terrific language that, number one, some of it you can use just in your business, but number two, other of it's going to be helping you move forward. Okay? All right, everyone. Love you guys. Again, have a great week and a half without me, so I won't be nagging it. No, I'm kidding.